I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kenya's government and opposition crossed verbal swords in parliament this week. The fact that they're talking is good. However, the opposition is planning more street protests, which could trigger more instability. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Eric Miller says their team postponed a mission project until things settled down. There's good reason. Miller says church leaders are finding that
as they work for peace and call for people not to kill and drive out people of other tribes, they're threatening themselves for being peacemakers. So another prayer would be that Christians would be bold.
Next, since missionaries Bill and Sharon Wooten went to Portugal years ago through Greater Europe Mission, the population of evangelical Christians has risen to 1%. They're retiring from ministry after planting 3 churches, but the country's becoming more secular. Bill says they began work with a local Roman Catholic church.
We're finding that there's a lot of God-seekers in the church, just as there are people outside of the church, and the Lord has opened doors for us to work together in many ways, and I praise the Lord for that. And I think that's really the wave of the future.
And more than 13 million children in the United States live in poverty, daily suffering from poor living conditions. City Team Ministries Child Sponsorship Program provides help to children and their families in crisis situations. A child sponsor tells children and their parents the story of God's love and provides them with a support system they can count on. As people act as the hands and feet of Christ through the mentoring programs, they create opportunities for both outreach and change. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.